Dragon Ball Daima is starting to get serious, and today we're talking about that.
Nano, you ain't lying. You ain't never tell one lie, Nano. This episode, the Glory Bros, we finally won, bro. We finally won. Not only was he announced to be in or coming to Sparking, Nano, we just saw him for the first time. This episode, it was his episode.
Speaking of just Dragon Ball Daima really fast, since this is actually very, almost breaking news, almost, Otto. Just a couple days out. But the Daima stonks are just going up. Because Daima got announced for Xenoverse 2. They went ahead. They haven't even shown us everything we're getting for superhero DLC for Sparking Zero. But they said, guess what, guys? We'll show you guys that you're getting Glorio in Sparking Zero and Vegeta Mini in Sparking Zero in DLC pack.
That was crazy.
But the Kakarot, I was just not expecting to see a Kakarot DLC like
the Kakarot. That. The Kakarot thing was... I know I'm not an RPG guy. I have trash talked Kakarot so many times on this channel and my channel. I will be there for the Daima thing. Can I say that? Can I say that without being judged? It looked good. The Kakarot Daima stuff?
Yeah, it did.
I don't know.
Even
and
crazier.
I feel like also it's going to cover so much of the story, right? Like it has to.
Well, that's what's crazier is because it was part one, Dotto. So it means it's a two-part DLC.
Oh, you kind of spit. I kind of forgot that. Also, I just want to say this because I was going to talk about this because I thought we had more time, Nano. I had pretty much every talking point I came into this episode for the podcast got completely destroyed in under 3 minutes flat. But one of my talking point was going to be, dude, Vegeta got announced. Vegeta's probably going to be a bigger part of this thing than I was giving him credit for. Now, sadly, the episode itself pretty much proved that in no time flat. So I was wrong. Already... two episodes into Daima, I was wrong. Podcast is looking pretty much on par. I will say, congratulations for being correct, though.
Yeah, because your bet was I think 17 or 18, and my bet was 13.
Yes, dude, that was very so wrong. But I gaslit you, bro. I'm not even gonna let you take the fall for that. I gaslit you. This is like you went second after my guess was so extreme. You know, you had to cut some time off.
Nah, dude, I held that up. Or no, I wrote it into the doc is what it is. I wrote it into the doc.
But well, now it's looking like episode 6.
You know, if you,
at least.
If you guys are familiar with our podcast, we usually do a bit of a yap session. There's not much yapping to be had here today. There's just so much Dragon Ball to talk about. But Don, I do want to take a quick moment, okay? Since we like talking about other anime. I'm kind of watching another anime, kind of, with my kiddo.
Cheating on Dragon Ball Diamond, but all right.
But ahead. Also not really. Are you familiar with Monkey Kid?
No. What is that?
Can I show you a 20-second clip really fast? And
yeah, pull up Monkey Kid
and get your quick little reaction to Monkey Kid.
Now is this copyright infringement? I've seen images of this.
Here we go. Listen to this.
I honestly miss that guy.
Okay, he's voiced by Sean S. Schemmel himself.
So, you thought you had all the pieces right where you wanted them.
See, this is just Sean Schemmel, bro. Like, right now, I'm watching the clip.
You should have stayed buried.
Damn.
Dude, so this show is animated so well. Like, I cannot begin to explain to you how awesome. Like, this doesn't feel like a kid show, dude. It's not CG. So many kid shows these days are CG. It's animated really well, like just as good as like most anime you probably watch. But it's a Lego show and it's based on like the Wukong Journey to the West story. But in this case, it's Lego Monkey Kid, and so Wukong has like a protege and he's like teaching. He's Monkey Kid and they just call him MK. And
is he going Super Saiyan right now?
He's teaching.
Sorry, you're playing another clip.
I was letting Dotto see what the animation looks like here. He's teaching MK essentially the ropes of how to be the Monkey King, how to be Wukong essentially. And it is so good. It's so cracked, but it's a show for kids. But Sean voices Wukong. Sean Schemmel, the voice of Goku, the English dub voice of Goku, voices Wukong, which is such an on-the-nose thing.
Yeah, how often is he in the show? Because that was sick.
Pretty much every episode. He's basically in every episode, dude.
That's good.
It's so.
And he's it's also important to know he's just doing Goku's voice. Pretty much Goku.
Someone actually took that particular clip from Monkey Kid and put it as Blue Goku versus Kefla, and it fits. And then other people were like, Sean hasn't locked in this hard since like Kai DBZ or something like that. Like, you know what I mean? But it is.
Well.
That's not true, by the way. That's definitely not true.
I was just gonna say, like, you know, Sparking Zero, the voice acting in that game has been nutty.
The voice acting in that game is really good. But I just wanted to bring it up because it's such a very parallel to like what we're talking about here, and it is so good. I did hear, unfortunately, or I saw after looking into the show, that season 5 suffered a studio change, and those can sometimes not be ideal. But what is something else is really cool, first off, Chris is in the show apparently at some point. So the voice of Vegeta is in the show at some point. But also, Sayu has a voice in this show.
Oh,
at some point.
So
I'm pretty stoked to get to that. Also, I'm wearing the Key Moments shirt right now, guys. If you didn't know.
Any shirt owners out there?
Yeah, let us
know.
Any
shirts?
Dotto, really quick before we dive into a new segment, just a very brief segment, but I do want to address, since we're doing an ongoing series now, Dotto, I did want to address some comments on the previous.
This is important. This is book club right now.
It is. Before we get there, though, one of the comments was, will you guys ever post reactions? And I just want to, listen, it's just a nice, easy time to mention that we do record our reactions to Dragon Ball Daima, and you can see them by becoming a member by clicking the join button on YouTube, or you can save a couple bucks and go over to patreon.com/keymoments, link down in the description to get our reactions, all of our reactions to Dragon Ball Daima as soon as we can get them up to you guys. But now, Dotto, what were you gonna say?
Jump out in front of you. I wanted to make more money, bro. I think we should actually, like, let's be real, Nana. Let's lock the fuck in. Let's make this a real segment. Daima's only gonna be around for as long as we have it. I think we should legitimately carve out a little section of the podcast, maybe before the episode, or we could do it at the end, whenever you want to do it. We should take like a certain amount of comments from members, like get their comments, how they're feeling about Daima, maybe questions they have for us, or like critiques they have of us, or just stuff they want to see in the show. And then like a few from just the YouTube comments.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I would absolutely love to do something like that to get you guys involved. So.
Like some fan theories and stuff, like two from like maybe a member comments, like, I think Glorio's like going to betray these guys. And then a YouTube commenter's like, fuck you guys, you don't know the timeline. You know, we take a bit of those, you know?
So I now have some comments in here for you. Let's start with Travis's call out here. I feel like they completely forgot about how Vegeta and Goku actually defused. Now, this is a callback to one of Dotto's biggest complaints from last week. Dotto, I'll let you take it away.
Okay, so this complaint is multifaceted because if I'm being honest... Travis could be talking about something that maybe I forgot. He's kind of put me in an old mental leg lock here. I don't know what I forgot. So, my main complaint here, Nano, is there's no way in hell that when they defused inside of Boo, that they said, oh my gosh, the Majin Boo anti-Patara defusing gas got us. That's not what happened. There's no way. But in Daima, they specifically said, we had Boo absorb us, and he produces a Patara, anti-Patara gas, and we got defused, so we're all good now.
Now,
it didn't happen, bro. That was so on the nose. That was crazy on the nose.
Yeah, I think it's not so much that, obviously, Dotto and I have not forgot about the fact that Vegeta and Goku literally defused because they're inside Boo's body. It's literally, I think what Dotto's calling out here, and what he just said, is just the fact that they just say it just so... I don't know. Yeah, I'm with you, Dotto.
Because I'll be honest. If I did forget, I don't really remember if they even talk about it. I thought they just defuse and it's like, what happened? Hey, whatever. Like, let's go do this thing. That's how I remember it. And like, yes, they're inside a Boo after they, and then they rescue their friends, right? They break them out of the pods and they fight like Super Boo inside the body, right? That's what I kind of remember. Like, not himself, but like, he's like growing out of the walls and shit. That's kind of what I remember. I don't remember them saying like, oh my God, we defuse because the gas in here is going crazy. Even if they did, I would, which I don't think they did. I'm pretty 99% sure they didn't go, the anti-Patara Majin Buu gas got us. But even if they did, I just think saying it like that is just really on the nose.
Yeah.
And then just turning it into a little perfume spritz that works is pretty crazy.
So to piggyback off of this, Dead Strawberry commented and said, Boo having a natural detox for Patara is something I was super confident happened back in Z and glad I've been justified. Like, it shows that the put up a shield when entering Boo drops in and immediately destroys the earrings.
But, and I'm not saying, look, I'm not saying that also, like, you could feel rewarded for that being a fact. Like, if that's how you thought it worked and it paid off, I think that's cool. I just think that's literally saying it, I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know. Yeah. That was my beef. That was my beef.
So, another one, because we went so deep into that timeline picture that you posted for us, there was a ton of comments. I think thinking that we didn't understand where this was taking place. And one of the comments here from Robert says they already said that Diamond is canon. It happens before Battle of Gods. First off, I can't find anywhere that we know that it is canon in terms of, like, it is an Akira work. We're aware of that. It's so much so that does it actually lead into Super? Like, that is the question. And yes, we're also aware that they did the drop of U7 and mentioning U7, which is a DBS sort of like hint, I guess. But when this ends, does this lead into Super is our question. And I can't find that anywhere. That is 100% confirmation.
We just can't find it. We can't find it, Robert. If you could give us a source on that, we'd appreciate it. And in a very, like, as... not in an internet debate, like, I'm going to need that source, brother. But I actually am going to need that source, brother, like, for my own mental sanity. Because the U7 debacle, we got into this on the reaction a lot. I don't want to tread over too much ground. But just because they mention Universe 7, I do not feel like that. I want to know if we're on a flow chart, if we're on a Legend of Zelda timeline kind of thing, or if this literally happens before Super. Not that it matters. Not that anything has to tie in. Just for my own mental sanity, I think it would feel a lot better.
Now,
yeah, that's
yeah.
All I gotta say,
I'm with you. I don't want to necessarily be the dead horse either. I'm 100% with you on that too. And I look forward to where this show goes, which we are about to talk about. One other comment, which is kind of discussing that from Pop Tart here. Pop Tart says, "I wonder if Gohan not being there, Gohan not there because the point of the wish is to make them all weaker as kids. But throughout the show, they always talk about Gohan having his hidden power as a kid, making him stronger, so maybe that wouldn't work for the show if they all are supposed to be weaker and it wouldn't apply to him." Now,
Nana, what are you thinking about this?
Because so,
I do want to throw this out that this is a very popular, not necessarily theory, but a very popular idea on TikTok. TikTok has been spreading this one with, like, some aura edits for Gohan.
Now,
have you seen any of these?
I have not, actually, no. Although I've been more of a Reels guy lately as opposed to
it is better.
I don't know what it is, but, like, I got so tired. So my TikTok, and maybe I just screwed my TikTok feed up, but my TikTok feed started becoming like these 3 to 4 minute videos explaining all this shit, and I'm like, sometimes I just want, like, a nice little 10 second brain rot edit. You know what I mean? Like I don't yeah, need I to mean, hear your story about, like, what happened to you in the store that's like 5 minutes and 40 seconds long, dude. I just want to watch it, like, throw a Goku edit over something and say, "Me for real in Sparking Zero tomorrow." You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, you're right. Instagram Reels are superior. I will fully 100%. I just think mine are funnier. I'm not saying that I'm not responsible for my TikTok edit, but man, is that shit ass. Not TikTok edit, TikTok page, but man, is that shit ass, man.
Yeah. So I've been getting on there less and less. And so, like, Reels have just been, like, hitting for me lately. So that's where I've been. But no, so I've not seen any of those. But I do think, getting a little bit into our episode 2 discussion here, there is a very clear reason they're not showing Gohan, man. Like, they, now that we're 2 episodes in and we've not seen Gohan, and Gohan wasn't at Trunks' party, like, why was Gohan not at Trunks' birthday party? Why have we not seen him yet? Like, what, like, is there going to be some
you're
really
a believer.
Dope? I am, dude. I think there's a reason,
and maybe this could be the TikTok edit, like, thing in me, because part of the edit is usually they show teen Gohan standing, like, with the cape and shit. I don't think he would be that old, though. I think he would still be, like, Kid Gohan Saiyan Saga.
He's Saiyan Saga or Frieza Saga for sure. Yeah.
I also think one thing that people are, like, Goku will go Super Saiyan. Have we seen him in Super Saiyan? Yeah, right? We see it in the trailer.
In the intro.
Yeah, in the intro. So, like, they're going to be plenty powerful. I don't think strength is going to be a thing. Maybe that Gohan hidden stuff could come into play. So I'm not sure if I think this will happen, but I do want this to happen. I want Gohan to show up in, like, a, maybe now he can fill what I thought Vegeta was going to be. You know what I mean? Like, he comes in for the final fight type I don't want to say type shit, bro. I don't want that to spread, but you know, like, yeah, maybe Gohan shows up, you know, in the final battle, gets a little rage moment. I don't know. It could be cool. I think even scratch that, Nano. Even if he doesn't have the rage thing, like the kid thing, just seeing Kid Gohan with the bowl cut would go crazy. In this art style, that would be nuts.
I would actually agree. I would agree. So to keep things moving really fast, one thing that I think I may have said, I don't think this was a you thing. I think this was a me thing. So I do want to correct this. I think that I may have said something like Neva was the creator of all Dragon Balls, which I didn't necessarily mean that. I meant the set specifically from, because like obviously we've seen other people make a set of Dragon Balls, so we know that he's not the creator of all Dragon Balls. But what I was gathering from what they were saying is maybe he made like the first ever set of Dragon Balls or whatever, the Demon Realm Dragon Balls.
Yeah,
that was how I was.
You thought he was the OG.
Yeah, I didn't mean that he made every Dragon Ball set ever, and I think some people took that the wrong way. And then one last comment I'll bring up here, just because I thought it was an interesting one to mention because of the timeline stuff. And it's from Blue's Clues, so surely like they've got their notepad out there. You know what I mean? They probably are.
Oh, like their username is Blue's Clues.
Yeah, Blue's Clues 2099, by the way. So
I thought you were like, you know how people like cite Bible sources? I thought you were just saying Blue's Clues page 5. I thought you were just dropping some wisdom on us. I was like, what the fuck?
Yo. All right, so here we go. So important distinction regarding your quick discussion of DBS being 4 years after Boo. That's just referring to the Valley Gods movie. In DBS, the series, it was changed to 6 months after Boo. Daima is looking to be 2 weeks to 2 months after Boo. So more likely than not, Daima will set something up for the future of DBS. If I had to guess something about the Demon Realm. Now,
that would be cool. And also, I did not know that they moved Super that close to the end of Z, by the way. I didn't know that.
I've never watched all like 24 episodes of the BOG arc and the ROF arc in DBS.
I haven't either. Cause fuck that. And I still won't. Like, I'll say that.
Cause I think right
Goku
before
Black,
what U6 versus U7. What?
Oh no, you're right. My bad.
Come on. Calm down.
You're right.
Take our card away. Donald, let's calm down, bro.
Look. You got me. You're right.
You say in Super Saiyan Blue Kaioken is like your favorite form of all time, and it's debut.
It is. And it was good. I got confused. I thought that was for some reason after. Because to be honest, now we're going really off track. I still think that U6 versus U7 thing is like a little redundant. Like, I feel like that could have just been a lead up to Tournament of Power. Like, it didn't need to be its own thing. But whatever, yeah. That's a separate Dragon Ball opinion, bro. You're not here for that Dragon Ball take today.
Yeah. So the last thing I will say is that when I was looking into it prior to this comment, I like the way this comment brings it up. But when I was looking into it, because it is Trunks' 9th birthday, throughout the moments of the Buu arc, Trunks was technically 8. So it's within it. We know it's within a year because the Dragon Balls were still stone and the Dragon Balls have to refresh after a year. But I kind of like the idea that it's closer to like 2 weeks to 2 months as opposed to.
Didn't they literally say it in the first episode?
Did they say exactly? I don't remember them
I
saying.
I think they literally said like a couple, like 6 months or something. It was like say, very.
Okay.
You know what? You just stall, bro, because look at this. Episode 1, we knew the wiki would take its little bit. Conspiracy right here. Watch this. Scroll down. Summary.
He's
got to be in the summary somewhere.
He's talking. He's like, say what he's doing out loud.
Oh, no, bro. I don't think they. Maybe they didn't say an exact date. Never mind. Shit, maybe I lied.
We know that it's very clearly just after Boo.
It is. It's right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the entire purpose of this show. I just thought, interesting little comment there and wanted to bring it up. So let's dive into episode 2, Glorio. Adedoya. Glorio was the real sort of. The first episode is the first episode, don't get me wrong, but Glorio feels like the first real episode of Diamond, if that makes sense. This is sort of like.
No, you're. Bro, we literally lost 10 minutes. I got gaslit by last week's episode. We're 10 minutes shorter, so this is the first official, like, this is just an episode.
Yeah. Like, that last week was the sort of recap, you know, like, hey, here's what all the things happened. Here's where we're going with this. And this is like, okay, we're finally going to, like, actually get, you know, our feet, or we're going to dip our toes in the pool, you know. We're going to actually maybe hop in because we actually go out on the adventure. And we actually got to see all these different characters in their kid form, which, again, a little bit of it is very interesting because we've seen all these characters as children and they don't necessarily look like their children counterparts. But who really cares? It still keeps up with it being as pretty as it was in episode one. It was still all very well animated. This is just such a breath of fresh air, which, not to like deviate too much, and I'm also hoping Dotto's getting close to maybe seeing if there was an age.
No, there's nothing.
Damn,
I really thought
they might. But I do still want to say this, because I saw something on Twitter about it as well, is commenting on the animation for DBS. And yes, DBS suffers, but it was specifically about TOP. And the majority of Tournament of Power, while it is definitely nowhere near as pretty as Diamond is, it has its moments, but it's not like Diamond. Just these first episodes have been just, you know, consistently beautiful. But Tournament of Power looks way better than every other arc of Dragon Ball Super. Like,
yeah,
incomparable. So I just was like, the person's argument, and they were bait. It was very much so bait, but the person's argument was that like Dragon Ball Super is just so hard to watch because of how ugly it is. And don't get me wrong, it has its moments. I looked up a DBS. I looked up a Trunks thing just last week because of Sparking Zero. Made me want to like look at something that in the anime. I was like, damn, I don't remember looking this rough. Like, it was rough, dude. I was like, the future arc looked that. Like, I don't remember it looking that bad.
It pretty much did. It was just carried by interest. But even I'll even go this far. Even the Tournament of Power was inconsistent. Like,
no, it was.
You could be ugly as fuck, and then like, boom, we're locked in.
The ugly as fuck again. The side character episodes were kind of like. The moments when they knew they needed to lock in, it locked in for the most part, like if Goku was on screen. But otherwise, if it was like any of the other characters, it's kind of like, it's just okay. It's like, it's Dragon Ball, I'm going to watch it, but like, it's not.
Yeah, no, it's still Dragon Ball. I'm still going to watch this over anything else, but yeah. Damn, bro. Like, can we get some pencils to the paper here, bro? Like,
I just wanted to point out that Tournament of Power is still more consistent than the rest of the entire series. So I don't need to tell this to any of you guys. I know that you guys watch Tournament Power and you know this, but I just thought it was such a interesting take over there on X.com, which, yeah.
I will say, like, the episode, like you said, pretty much the beginning episode, this is like the start of the adventure. We're seeing everybody struggle with being a kid. So far, the only power thing we have is all of them are not used to flying with their balance as babies or kids. But as far as like the kid stuff goes, I agree with you. I think the voice acting really makes the series. I can't wait to watch this in English. I think that's going to make it even 10 times better for me.
Do we know if the English dub, you know, it's coming out in theaters and they're going to drop like 3 episodes. Is it going to be caught up or is it still going to be behind? Cause I would love if when we do these, we're getting to react.
We could switch to English, I would absolutely do that.
Same.
100
yeah.
times. Probably not, though. But damn, would that be sick. Anyway, hearing the voices for the kids is cool. And then also seeing characters that we didn't see as kids is still cool. Like, Master Roshi was a big part of this episode, and that was sick. And Hercule also got a few funny lines, and that was cool. I think that was pretty much it. And on top of that, I don't know if this was real or not. Maybe I could rewatch it. Or they seem to be communicating. Goten and Trunks were like mental mind linking as babies. And they were conversating with each other just fine. I don't know if that's mostly just for humor or if they can actually speak to each other. Yeah. Or if it's like a thing that babies know what babies say, you know?
I would presume this is what's weird, because they made a distinction when they were talking to, I think maybe was it Krillin that said it? I know it was involved around the time Bulma and Chi-Chi were having their discussion of being like young again and all of that. And it said, like, Krillin said, you're not technically that young again. Like, we're all our same people, just inside much younger bodies. So I would want to believe that was actually just like 9-year-old Trunks and Goten, like telepathically talking to each other or something.
That's crazy. But my only big miss, this is something I didn't really think about until the episode showed me, just because I felt it was natural. I didn't think the parents reacting to their babies or even seeing their kids again. Like, I guess I could have just used some more like filler text there. Like, Bulma almost does it. She's like, oh, Trunks is a baby again. But I guess I would have expected a little more like oomph behind that.
Yeah.
Or maybe from Chi-Chi. Like, oh, hey, look at the baby. Or, you know, something like that.
Or Ox, because it literally makes a point to show Ox King, like Ox King commenting on Goku being a kid again, or seeing Chi-Chi as a kid again, or...
Nobody gets nostalgic, I guess. I guess I was expecting a little more, like, nostalgic moment. Like, it's not really a thing. Like, but Bulma comments on her skin, I feel like that's obviously a thing. Like, yeah, she would say that. Yeah, nobody, they don't use the moment, and maybe this is like a highbrow thing they did, But nobody really goes, aw, remember the time? Like, nobody does that. Maybe Gohan will do that, though. I kind of want a Goku moment where he's like, Gohan, you're a boy again. What the hell? Look at you with that bowl cut, bro. Dude. So maybe Gohan will clutch up and show up.
I feel like I'm having a hard time believing that they leave Gohan out, man. I mean, I think when they do polls, he's either the second or third most popular character that people like. It's like Vegeta, Gohan, and Goku are like, you know,
big three.
So I just feel like there's just no way that he's left out of an entire series. I don't know. That's just me.
What sucks is they literally called him out in episode one. So that could literally be calling him out so that we know he's going to show up eventually, or calling him out so that we have our expectations met that he's not going to be here eventually. I don't know. That, it could break either way, honestly.
Let us know. I'm curious what you guys think.
That's what we're going to discuss.
That is our key moments club discussion for next week's podcast episode.
Yeah, love to call it out.
Be here, and if there are leaks out there, do your best to like not use leaks as whatever. Which, granted, maybe leaks could be right, could be wrong, whatever. All right, let's take. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead, bro. I was gonna say, if you do know leaks knowledge, just don't bring it to us don't bring it to us factually, I guess.
Yeah. Don't bring it to the leaks. Like, maybe you could say
be tactful about this, guys. Yeah. If you want to comment on it, if you want to look smart, that's fine. But maybe come at it with like some tact. Don't come out here and be like, I read the script for the future episode. This happens. Oh, thanks, man. Thank you. You took the wind out of the book club sales, bro. let's get some comments and critiques in here. But yeah, you can comment on other stuff too. I just think we'll probably pull a few Gohan opinions out. Let's see what people got to say.
Yes.
Let's play some bets.
That's gonna be fun. I'm excited that we're doing this. This is so much fun, man. Like it being a series that we don't know where it's going. So let's take a complete 100% setback pre-intro, Dotto, to one of the most important. I wouldn't say this is lore, but it's just interesting that Shinron did that.
Yeah.
So our whole discussion of our big topic last week, Dotto. Gesu's wish gonna be, man? What did he want to wish for?
We got blown the fuck out, bro. Like, this was, if this is how key moment, I feel like we're, now that we have a podcast on this shit, I feel like we are cursed, bro. Like, we're gonna, like, this Gohan shit is gonna get solved next episode. Like, there's no, like, Gohan's literally gonna call in and go, guys, I'm not gonna come for the whole series. Like, literally, he's just gonna say it out loud.
Guys, I gotta get back to my studies.
me and Nano talked the whole fucking time about, oh, they fucking baited that. And this is why I don't pay attention to shit, bro. I'd rather be stupid. Cause I deadass took the Gesu being like, would you mind if I have a wish? Maybe when we get there, I'll decide. Bro, or I thought they just weren't going to show this. Like, I thought it was going to, like, maybe if they fight, the guest was going to say, I wish that I'd be able to be stronger. Bro, literally, Shenron shows up. Nah, bro.
Yeah,
I know get three wishes.
I know y'all like that, so you get one wish. Like, that's straight up.
You good. One wish only. Bye.
Dude. Oh.
Of which now it's cementing that Degesu and this Goma guy are really just like, at least right now, they're just for the comedy, bro. They're for the comedy and for the lore right now. I thought, bro, I don't know. That was my whole, like, the episode starts, boom. Everything I was chewing on last week, gone, out the window.
That was, okay, yeah. I just was not, I cannot believe how heavy we focused on that, and then it just didn't happen.
Bro, immediately vanquished.
So the other thing too is we got to see the intro.
I was gonna say, bro, rate the intro. You're the big music guy, bro.
Yeah, I talk about this in the reaction a little bit, but I feel like this is so crazy for me to say, but I feel like Dragon Ball intros are like they're classics, you know, but they're never getting added to a playlist. Like, I still listen, and I know this is a very like controversial one, so maybe I shouldn't use this while I'm comparing it to Daima, because I think Daima is going to be just a classic intro for sure. But like, I still listen to like specials. Like, specials is on multiple playlists for me. Like, that song and a couple of the other JJK songs that come up pretty consistently, but I liked it, especially visually. Like, visually, it's awesome.
Visually, it's awesome, yes. And like, tone-wise, it's good. I'm going to be honest. Maybe I want to know what the blue stick with the band is. I'm a little worried about what this means. I feel like they're holding on that for a long time. But
Oh, I see. I see.
This bump of chicken, like, that's who made it, right? Or at least songs that sound like this. I think it's Bump of Chicken or whatever the band names is. I like their stuff, but for some reason it's more of like a vibe in the moment. It's like, oh, happiness.
I agree.
But it's never something that I'm like, it comes up in the rotation. Like, it's not a rotation song. It's just like, oh, it's time to feel happy again. Like, they did that Pokemon, like, gotcha thing. And I love that video. But that's more like a video. It's more singular of an experience, I think. I don't know. But yeah, like a JJK song is almost like you put a pop song over a thing and like made a video about it.
That's why there's just a difference there.
I was going to say something really stupid. I'm still going to say it, bro. It's like comparing like SpongeBob's opening. I'm not putting the SpongeBob OP on my fucking playlist. But do I think it's cool? Yeah, bro. I think that shit's iconic. Just maybe not
sing the whole
going
thing
in
right
the rotation.
Now.
Exactly. I could. And if somebody were to sing it, I'd sing along. But, you know, it's just not. I'm not going to play it at the club.
Oh.
Yeah, my favorite part of the podcast where they lost me, they started singing the SpongeBob song. And they fully did it. And that's it for me. I'm done.
Pineapple under the sea.
Speaking of that, I watched SpongeBob in Japanese,
and
that was a good time. Actually, I learned a little bit.
I was gonna say, I feel like that would. I actually, is there a movie, or maybe this is someone I knew like IRL that actually learned a decent amount of Japanese from watching kids shows in Japanese? And I was like, that is so smart, because that's how, you know, you just passively, because they break it down, it's so much more simple worded and all of that. I don't know necessarily SpongeBob, but like I'm talking like kid shows, but
yeah, no, I mean it seems like it would make sense.
Anyway, to give it an official Key Moments rating, I think this is like a solid 8 out of 10 intro. I really actually did like it. Like it, the song goes well with it. The visuals are great. Now that you're pointing out that stick, I'm like, what the hell does the stick mean? Do they have to?
Yeah,
do
there's
that
like
for someone
that's
dies
like
along
the only
the way? Like what?
That's what I'm saying. Like if that's Gloria's grave, I'm gonna pass out, dude.
Dude, you're,
there's just no way.
You're really stuck on this Glorio dude, huh? Okay.
He's cool, bro. The Glory Bros, you know, I think he's just cool. He's got that aesthetic about him. And in the episode, now I probably wouldn't have called the episode Glorio. I mean, I guess that is the most interesting thing that happens. He really comes in at the end. But even the music that plays when he got off the plane, Nano, come on now.
I'm the annoying guy that calls out the OSTs, but I had to do it because whenever it shifted to him coming out of the sky, it shifted to the OST, and you're like, what if this is just titled Glorio? And I'm like, yeah, it might be. It was great, dude. It was really good. I don't know. I was like, okay.
It was mysterious. It was like, what's this guy's motive? But I still feel like for the book club, I guess you can comment on Glorio's motives. I think he's got like a heart of gold, but I think he's going to make a sacrifice. I think he's dead. He's dying for the heroes, bro. He's dead.
You know what? You're probably right. And here's the other thing too, that solves our problem of like, why are these characters not in anything in the future? Because guess what? Glorio's
they're both getting
dead.
Shot and killed. He's gonna get shot and killed, and then the one that we saw in the opening and from the leaks, I'll be honest, she's gonna become the new lead, the Supreme Demon King. That's what's
Pansy?
Gonna happen.
You think Pansy's?
Yeah, Pansy's gonna be the Supreme Demon King. Glorio's gonna make a sacrifice and die.
I think the thing currently that I'm the most interested in is, and this is so stupid because we had a whole episode saying how stupid power levels are, but I'm ready to see someone fight, and I'm ready to see kind of like where we're at with how strong are these beings, you know? Like, I think that's also something I'm incredibly interested in seeing. Like, Glorio is very mysterious, but like, how strong is Glorio? Like, is Glorio like an actual threat, or is he just kind of our guide? Does that make sense?
He's got a gun, bro. We are cooked. He is not. I mean, he probably will fight, but he's using a gun. There's just no way, bro. I mean, he's Super Saiyan level.
Let's take a step back. Trunks shows up with a sword. If we were doing a Dragon Ball Z watch along for the first time ever, and you're like, bro, shut up with a sword. There's just no way he's that strong.
Then
that dude goes
a
super
sword
saying,
is
you're
so.
Like, what?
A sword is so different to me, bro. Like I would make the King Cold mistake if it was a gun. Like I actually would be that guy. Like, oh, you've got a gun. You wouldn't be talking to me like that without the gun. But with a sword, I'm not really. I don't know. I'm not.
There's more aura to a sword. You know, like
a sword is like, I will get close to you and kill you. A gun is like, please don't get close to me so I can kill you. You know, I feel like.
Yeah,
it explains itself.
That's, you know what? That's honestly, that's fair. If someone shows up in front of you with a sword, like, I'm like, holy shit, dude. Like, that's
like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Never mind. Not comparable. Fine, not comparable. Does he have a gun on his hip? He does, doesn't he?
He does have a gun. He has a gun. We see it in the intro. He like whips it out.
I almost said this in the reaction, but then I didn't want to say it because it would be disrespectful to Gloria. But when you said it's the Trunks of the group, you know what I almost said?
What's that?
It's Jocko.
Oh no, that's fucked up. That's fucked up, dude. So
now that he has a gun on his hip, I'm like,
ooh. It's like Jocko if he wasn't corny all the time, bro. Like maybe. Like if Jocko was just a police guy that got shit done, yeah, maybe I'd like Jocko. But also Glorio is just built cool. Like he doesn't, I'm not gonna lie, bro. Even if Jocko was the coolest guy around, bro, the design is just over.
The fact that this guy has a Sparking Zero character though tells me that he's got more to him than this gun, dude. Like
he's got hands, probably. Also, why are there so many feathers in the opening too? That's another thing I'm wondering about. Because they ended on a bird. The ending is also focused on feathers. So something's up. And also there's a shot. Oh, I'm sorry, I was going around this opening and ending just to give like more in-depth thoughts than I liked it. But like, bro, why is one of the shot of the ending fucking Glorio and Goku back to back, bro? Like chilling. Glorio's dead, bro. He died like before. He's dead, bro. There's no way.
I don't know. Maybe they want to raise the stakes. I feel like there's not very many stakes all the time in this. Oh yeah, Vegeta goes Super Saiyan in the intro too.
Dude. Yeah, they all power up.
Dude, when the Kais are all three together, what, I hate that they have taken away our ability to just screenshot stuff, man. Like,
no, they I mean, there's ways to. I don't know why they even do this, bro. Come on, Crunchyroll, we paid for this.
But that shot of those three together, the three Kais is very, very cool. I did see, so the one singular thing I saw from today's episode was a shot of those feathers, and I saw someone say they wondered if that was like a homage to Akira.
I was getting that, but like, there's a lot of, I don't know, there's just a lot of feathers. Like, I feel like it has to do with something in the story. But I also got that vibe, yes. So if that is it, then I wouldn't be super shocked.
So one thing I thought was going to be an actual point of discussion as we got into the actual podcast, which we did talk about in the reaction, you pointed out immediately, was when Glorio shows up, obviously that is another, we call it a spaceship, he just called it his plane, but that is another spaceship, meaning that there would be another spaceship for Vegeta to take, and not that the intro didn't already basically confirm that Vegeta was going to have a more substantial role in this series than we had originally thought, but I thought that was at least going to be a discussion point, and then straight up.
No. The outro is just fucking over for that.
Yeah, they just 100%. They're like, yep, no.
And Piccolo.
Which Piccolo.
Like, honestly, all the opening and outro did, like, the leaks weren't even, like, I get that they showed us the new guys and the main, like, little quad, but the outro and intro make me believe that this is going to be, like, we're only going to have Glorio, Goku, Kai, and Pansy. For what? Like all of three episodes? Maybe? Yeah. I feel like everything is about the group, like this giant group.
Which I'm so much more here for, personally. But that's, you know. No, I'm down.
More characters means more stuff, so I'll take it.
Oh, I didn't see it in the intro. I'm like, what are you talking about with the intro? But you're talking about it on the outro where they're back to back in the sky on those rocks. Dotto, that does kind of give me he's dead vibes.
He's dead, bro. He died like.
No, dude.
He died about 8 months ago on the script, bro. Like, they changed it.
All right, so next week does appear to be called Daima, Dotto. Actually, I guess before we get to that, is there any last thing? I mean, I feel like we pretty much covered everything that happened.
We covered everything, bro. Like, that was the whole episode, pretty much. I think a lot of setup.
The last thing,
a lot of balance. He gets his power pole. We didn't bring up.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Master Roshi had the power pole. That's about it.
He goes and gets his power pole. It was. This felt. Honestly, Dotto, this felt more like the setup episode than episode one.
Yeah, but it was nice seeing them as kids.
Yeah. No, I'm not taking that. I'm not taking anything away from it being, but this was the true, like, okay, let's get the spaceship. Let's, you know, hone in. Cause we don't remember how to fly. Cause Goku almost falls off the lookout and Piccolo's like, what are you doing, man? And he's like, yo, I'm having to relearn how to fly. Have you tried it? And then all of a sudden Piccolo like slams his fucking face into a tree, dude. Like it looked like it was pretty, kind of whatever. I mean, then it shows him and he's like bleeding, bro.
He was bleeding out. Honestly, ooh. Like, look, just because the episode's titled Glorio, I'm not going to give it any bonus points, bro. I'm going to be harsh but fair.
Harsh but fair.
And right now, you're kind of right, bro. I think, I'm ready to rate it, honestly. I'll say what I'm going to say after we rate it, whenever that is.
So the very final last thing I just wanted to say was, I think my favorite kid design is probably Roshi. I think Roshi is like the coolest to me so far. But
I'd still say Goku. I feel like he just is the most whimsical.
Okay, that's fair. Let me pull like up.
He just looks cool.
Last week, as you guys know, we love to get all these episodes that we watch here, everything we watch, a rating. And Donald gave it a 7. I give it a 9. I really liked just the overall feel of last week's episode. It was just so cool to be back on Dragon Ball. So coming into episode 2, Glorio. Let me think before. Actually, I think I held up last week, so this would be me go first, then you.
I'll hold up.
Okay. I want to clarify one more time. If you are a diehard Key Moments fan, you've watched all these episodes, you've seen all our ratings. Daima ratings cannot be compared to that of the Z Rewatch. Okay, so a 9 on Daima is not the same as a 9 on Z Rewatch. Just stop. So when I say this, is with the utmost respect, okay? But I'm going to say that was... Are you ready? Can I say it?
Say it.
That was a 6.
Ooh. Ooh. Look, unironically, I don't know why I'm saying this, because I should have agreed with you. But what really happened to me, Nano, is I kind of... For whatever reason,
where are you going?
I was locked the fuck in this week on this episode. It ended very quickly, so much so I remember what I was thinking back then. But I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, this is probably one less than what I gave the last one. You said out loud, like, I gave the last one a 7. I was like, what the fuck? That was harsh as hell.
It was,
and I don't know why. I have no idea why it was so hard. So this week, I gave this one a 7 as well, because. So looking back, maybe there is something to that, right? Like, but I think now my official judgment, I was way too harsh on episode 1, and this one, for whatever reason, I was more locked in. I like seeing them as kids, and also just the Glorio scene, dude. At the end, as soon as that shit pulled up and the music started, that was probably the most locked in I was to Daima so far. I just thought the mystery was pretty cool.
No, I'm super locked in. I'm just being. I don't know. No, like, I think what you're saying. Like, you know, I enjoyed every second of this. It went by fast for me too. But I think that there's only ups from here. And I'm not trying to be like, I am a pretty, if you're familiar with my normal content, I'm a very yes man person. And so like, I know that there's going to be so many of these episodes, or I feel it in my bones. There's so many episodes where I'm like, I just can't not give this a 10. And so like,
you're basically saving up so that you don't look too biased. And I get it. Like, to be honest, you know, not a lot happens in this episode. If you're going to rewatch an episode, you're probably just rewatching the series. Not if you're watching this again, not really watching picking one out, but, it was all right. It was all right. I was locked in for Glorio. Happy to see him. I'll give it the exact same score. Although I will say, if next week's episode is not a 9, something very bad has happened. I think next week's episode should be one of the greats.
Yeah,
it's literally called Daima.
These are maybe the most nothing burger previews of any anime ever, by the way. Like, it just comes up, flashes Daima, and we see him on a bird for a literal second. So, I'm really confused on what we're doing with previews here, but it's fine. I do wonder where they are, Dotto. Where do you think they are? Because the aesthetic of this preview looks nothing of that of the Demon Realm that we saw, but obviously the Demon Realm obviously is massive. So it's not just that sort of garlic junior ass looking area. It's, going to be other places too. But where do you are you suspecting we're already in Demon Realm, or are we in a different?
I'll take a crack at this. And key moments curse incoming. By the way, expect wrong answers. But we know that Gloria works for the demon, the third world Demon King. So maybe they can't pull up straight to where. Damn, I forgot his name. They can't pull up straight to where Degesu and Goma are. Took me a while to remember Goma. So they're going to like pull into the demon realm, but like world hop a little bit, you know? Or the demon world is just like huge. It's just a very big world and it looks very different. Okay. But I would put money. My money is on like they're going to like try to sneak in. We can't show up on his doorstep. You know, we can't teleport in. The fish will rat on us or something like that.
Okay. I like that. So
they pull up, they world hop, you know, they go from world to world.
Okay, cool. I like that. No, I I'm also with you. I think, yeah, if next week's isn't a fairly highly rated from both of us episode, I will be very confused, because I think that this is, we got everyone back in episode one, right? We're like, hey, we're back in the Dragon Ball. Episode two is the, all right, let's do our quick little footing here. Get everyone ready to go off on the adventure. Episode three is the adventure. That's the adventure. So Shula and everything. It's it's a Dada Doya dinosaur episode 10. that's you know.
We're gonna see something crazy.
It should have all the makings of what was the name of that. Dotto, what was the name of that episode? Do you remember now? Or
it been too long? I don't. It's been too long. It was like Unlikely Friend or something. I don't actually remember.
Wait, you're right. It was an Unlikely Friend. That's what it was. You're correct.
Damn, I'm goated, bro. I'm crazy.
All right, Dotto, that is this week's episode, I think. I feel like I can hear the music.
Mm-hmm. That music's chiming in.
Guys, appreciate you so much for supporting us. Thank you, guys. Hit that like button, subscribe, and we'll see you guys next week for episode 3 of Dragon Ball Daima.
Bye, dude. Bye.